This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Western Europe after meetings in London with the British royal family and prime minister. He spends the next 2 days commemorating the Allied invasion of Normandy, a major event of World War II. The AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
Following the focus on business and trade, Donald Trump will use the next 2 days to mark the 75th anniversary of the June 6, 1944 D-Day landing, likely the last significant commemoration most veterans of the battle will see. The events will begin in Portsmouth, England, where the invasion was launched, and then move across the Channel to France, where Allied forces began to recapture Western Europe from the Nazis. Charles de la Desma, London.
President Trump said he is more likely than not to impose a 5% new 5% tariff, that is, on imported products from Mexico next week. Trump made his comments Tuesday, even as U.S. and Mexican officials were in Washington, here talking about tariffs and the surge of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico to reach the United States. Trump ally Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the president needs to be clear in what he wants Mexico to do.
I think we should get Mexico to change its behavior. What I do think is incumbent upon the president is to tell Mexico what they need to be doing, they're not doing. And if they do not cooperate, if it's a reasonable request, let the tariffs go forward.
Trump has threatened to increase the tariffs monthly in 5% increments if the migration is not curbed. There was concern among lawmakers the extra taxation would be passed on to U.S. consumers in the form of higher retail prices on goods, including automobiles and farm produce. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The most senior Catholic found guilty of child sex abuse has begun his appeal in an Australian court against his convictions of molesting two choir boys in a cathedral more than 20 years ago. Former Vatican Treasurer Cardinal George Pell appeared in the Victoria State Court of Appeals in person Wednesday for the two-day hearing before three judges. The 77-year-old Pell began serving a six-year sentence in March after he was found guilty of abusing two 13-year-old boys while he was Archbishop of Melbourne. Pell could be released or face a retrial if the court rules in his favor. The Democratic Republic of Congo is treating more than 2,000 cases of the Ebola virus. The health ministry said more than 500 people have been cured of the virus. The ministry update says the fight against the deadly virus is being helped by improved security and a containment of the disease. The U.S. Treasury Department has tightened restrictions on travel to Cuba in retaliation to the country's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere region. We get more on the story from the AP's Mike Hempen.
Group educational and cultural trips known as people-to-people travel are no longer allowed. Those trips have been used by thousands of Americans to visit the island. Treasury Department officials also are denying permission for private and corporate aircraft and boats. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the measures are a response to what he calls Cuba's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere, including support for the government of President Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Mike Hempen, Washington.
In Sudan, pro-democracy activists rejected a plan by military leaders to hold elections within 9 months. Tensions in the streets of the capital, Khartoum, remain high a day after security forces stormed the activists' main protests outside the defense ministry in central Khartoum, breaking up an 8-week-old sit-in, killing at least 35 people. The military has been in charge since forcing the removal of longtime President Omar al-Bashir from office back in April. Spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN is watching the situation with great and increasing concern. News reports say the younger sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reappeared in public for the first time in more than 50 days amid questions about her status, whether she and other prominent officials have been purged. The reports say Kim Yo-jong Monday attended the North Korean mass games, which attracted political and military leaders. Kim Yo-jong is a senior official in the ruling party. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.